on Shabbos, we read the psukim that are the source for Birchas Kahanim. The third pasuk that the Kahanim bless Kal Yisrael begins, Yissa Hashem panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. Hashem should find favor in us. What does that mean? Yissa Hashem panav elecha, that Hashem should give us preferential treatment over all the other nations. There's a fascinating Gemara in Masechtas Brachos. The Gemara recounts a conversation between the Malachim and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amru Malachi Hasharis Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The heavenly angels asked Hashem, K'suv Ashelo Yisa Panam. In your Torah it is written that you don't favor anyone. Hashem doesn't choose one nation over another without merit. However, regarding Klal Yisrael, it says in Parshas Nasoi, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. Hashem gives the Jewish people preferential treatment. So how do you reconcile these two psukim? Amar Lahem, Hashem replied to the angels, V'ayich loy esa panam l'Yisrael. How can I not show favor to the Yidden? They go over and above the call of duty. In the Torah it says, V'achalta b'savata iverachta. You will eat and be satisfied and bless Hashem. I commanded them to bench only when they are satiated. V'heim medagdikim al atzmam l'varech at kazayis. And they are so meticulous, they bless me even after the shear of a kazayis, a much smaller amount. And the question is, why is this, the fact that we say Birchas HaMazon, even if we only eat a kazayis, so significant that Hashem should yissa Hashem panav elecha, that Hashem should turn His countenance to us and find special favor in us because of such a small, trivial, seemingly inconsequential feat? The Chassam Sofer says something very profound. When the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael blesses Hashem, even when we eat the minute amount of a kazayis, it's not referring to the bracha of Birchas HaMazon. It's not that we bench even if we eat less than the shear. That doesn't impress Hashem. But rather, this is what Hashem meant when He said, V'ayich lo esa panam l'Yisrael, how can I not find special favor with Klal Yisrael? V'heim medagdikim al atzmam. The Yidden are so special, levarech at kazayis. They bench me for every little kazayis. They thank me for every little blessing that comes their way. They are so grateful for anything they receive. For any small amount of bracha I give them, they thank me. If they find a parking spot on 13th Avenue, they say, Baruch Hashem. If they come back to their car and there's no summons on the windshield, Baruch Hashem. Even if what I give them is not kedei svua, even if it doesn't satisfy them, even if it doesn't resolve all their problems, they are still so appreciative for what they did receive, and they express such gratitude for that. That's impressive, and that's why I find favor in them, and that's why I give them preferential treatment. We as Yidden treasure every little morsel of bracha we get from Hashem. We view everything we have as a blessing from Hashem. This is the essence of a Yid. We are called Yehudim from the word Hoida'ah. We are constantly thanking Hashem. A Yid never takes anything for granted. Even when we daven and request from Hashem the various things we need in our lives, our panasa, our health, at the same time, we are so grateful for all the bounty, for all the miracles that Hashem performs for us on a daily basis. There's an incredible story told about a man that lived in the tri-state area by the name of Usher. Usher was going through a particularly difficult time in his life. He had 5 daughters to marry off, all of them older singles. At the same time, he had a close friend that asked him to co-sign a loan for him. And he, as the guarantor of the loan, put up his home as collateral. One day, he gets a letter from the bank that they are about to foreclose on his home because his friend defaulted on the loan and they were going to take away his home to satisfy the loan. Usher was so distraught. He felt like the whole world is caving in on him. He decided to take a trip to Eretz Yisrael and daven by Kivrei Tzadikim. One evening, while standing at the Kaisel, he sees an old friend and they start talking. His friend tells him, Usher, you don't look so good. What's going on? And he tells him all about the hardships that he's going through. His friend, the Ger Chasa, tells him, meet me tomorrow afternoon at 3, and I'll take you into the Beis Yisrael for a bracha. The next day, they go into the Rebbe, and Usher breaks down and unloads his whole peckle to the Rebbe. The Beis Yisrael thinks for a moment, and then asks, Usher, did you thank Hashem? And Usher gives him a strange look. He's thinking, my life is falling apart. Why should I be thanking Hashem? And then the Rebbe asks him, are you healthy? Baruch Hashem, yes. Is your wife healthy? Yes. Your children? Yes. You have shalom bayis? Yes. You have a job with steady income? Yes. Do you know how many people are laying in hospital beds right now that would love to be in your position? Do you know how many people that are locked up in prison that would love your life right now? And you say you have nothing to be thankful for? Hashem has given you so much bracha. Then the Rebbe tells him, if you will express gratitude, Hashem, for all the blessings in your life, things will turn around. Right then and there, Asher made up to change his attitude and just be thankful for what he does possess. That day by Mincha, he spent a few extra minutes by Moedim, and he had special kavana by the words Val Nisecha Shebechal Yoim Imanu. And he thought about all the miracles that Hashem performs for him every minute of every day. A few days later, he arrives back to the States. As soon as he steps into his house, he gets a call from the bank that his friend was able to settle the loan, and they will no longer seek to foreclose on his home. Within the next 6 months, three of his daughters got engaged, and within 2 years, all five of his daughters were married. But we realize that everything we have is a priceless gift from Hashem, and we are filled with boundless gratitude for all the blessings He bestows on us. Yissa Hashem panav elecha. Hashem will shower us with even more of His blessings, and He will show us special favoritism and treat us with special love and affection. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.